Channel 2 over. And a continuation of Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71.
Bartell can get sugar too for 10 pounds for.
There you are. I'll let you fix that, and I got a little sack and put your that stuff in.
I told Margaret to have everything cleaned up and table cleaned off. Cards shook up, so y'all play a game of cards. Where you want to put this in?
I'll just leave that right here. I'll put this in, and I got another.
Here's this one. Come off of something.
What that came off?
If I went out without a shirt, the mosquitoes would just eat me up.
I'm gonna put this extra bottle in here, Miss Chitty, for you.
Well, why don't you keep them there?
Well, I we got 8. I'm saving one for next week. Would you drink the rest of this tonight?
I might.
Okay.
I reckon I might. I would.
We'll stick it in, and then that gives you an extra.
I don't think I've got about 3, and I buy them back all the time. 8 just happened.
This gives you an extra one.
Thank you, ma'am. And the ones I've done drink, I've done drink too, Angel.
Well, it's fun to do it that way, isn't it? After all, you cleaned your plate.
What you gonna do with that now? Might come in good to wrap another one,
yes,
then.
Yes, might come in good to wrap another.
That sister of mine, you saving this for? It'll come in handy. Oh, you're all the time looking out for something to come in handy.
Well, then it does come in handy.
Yes, ma'am, and she's got my boxes changed around.
Well, guy, that's something she'll have to.
I don't know where I'm going to find what I'm not. The weather's turning cold, but I do happen to know where my new blanket is, and I got my control.
Aunt Rosalie went in there and cleaned up her room, Guy.
What about that? You mean she went around and changed up all those things?
All around. Changed big bedroom over in that corner, over in this corner. And a little bed over in that corner. Dresser along, and I had a old-fashioned safe. Just had a cloth across. It had shelves and everything. Where I put my bed clothes and things and so on. But all the boxes that was under the bed, by jingo, they went and pulled them out and got them pushed on. And all that was upon the wall between the big bed and the wall, I had them tied up where they wouldn't fall down. Because I had to pull my shoes off, walk around on the bed, and place everything, put a string around the cross, brought it around, and nailed it tight.
Okay.
I shook them boxes. All right, Joy. Went back, and I put another nail down, another string. Run it under the head of the, in between its iron bed stitches. Run it under the top of the bed, down over there, drew me another nail. And I push on them boxes. None of them fall. I says, well, you ain't gonna fall unless somebody gets over there and gets to get in frolicking and playing. We didn't push out. We're not taking an old blanket that need patching. I said, I ain't gonna patch and put you up here.
Yeah.
Made it look like a one-sided corner closet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I says, my house, my things. And I don't think of the people that run and go in there. Move this, move that, move that. That's I give them permission.
And now you can't find them.
And they've moved all them boxes over there. Got every blooming one of them out on the front porch. Pull this out. Pull that. Pull this out. What in the world are you going to do with all these old clothes? I got a purpose for them. I don't know what for. I says, well, I do. I says, I don't want them thrown away. That's what if they were mine, I'd either burn them up or I'd send them to the Salvation Army. I says, well, I ain't going to burn them up. And I've got a purpose for them. I says, now, if I thought the Salvation Army get anything good out of that for people to wear, I'd be willing to let it go. I says, well, I'll use it for something else. Now, I can't see a thread in my needles. And that makes me so provoked.
Oh, that is provoking. Yeah.
Can't even use a needle. These little needle threaders, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't get that needle thread to go through the needle line. And when I get in, I can't get the thread in the needle threader to put it past in him.
Can't even use the needle threader. Why, Miss Kitty? I get mother's
sick. Man, I'm your ball, ball.
I know it does.
What is going to do their ball?
Yeah.
No. I got Betty in. Well, she just was Thursday, Wednesday evening, when she came from school. No. Must have been yes. Must have been yesterday evening, I guess. Anyway, she had been to school too, but I got her to thread this big eyed needle for me, which was no trouble for her to do. And I had a string. I didn't think I had that long, but I had the needle, and she had the ends. Kept working, she got the ends of the threads, you know, together. She says, now I got most of both ends together. Says, you can tie it or knot it or whatever you do. She says, I can't do that. She says, I can't put a knot in them still like you did. So I take it and I knotted it. And I got to find this pinch. And over here, this yoke between the belt on the pants. And that yoke up over the pants from where the pocket, hip pocket come from.
Yeah.
It was ripping off back then. I saw it on. I absolutely miss my heart. I ain't got strength enough to pull a needle through when I get fastened in the material. Now that's
well, that
God's
was a big
truth.
Needle though. And that's hard. That's hard to pull through that big, that heavy material.
And I got strength to pull it through then.
Well, you just let it go.
That's what Marge said. Marge says, let anything like that go. I says, well, son, Marge, he's going to need these pants next week. He's, well, yes, I guess. I says, well, I got two pair out on the line.
Oh, yeah.
I said, just to know, they may need patching. I said, they're old and they need patching too.
A poor old guy just has to wear them with the holes in them.
Oh, yes. I'm out.
And she got some dark blue denim iron on patching.
Uh-huh.
Well, that ain't going to look good on them. But they were blue, but they're fading now, Charlie. You take Mr. Miles' pants there. Unless she's changed the ones she had on.
Well, they got holes all on them, Miss Chitty.
You know what the Bible says?
What's that?
About mending anything, repairing anything. Never put a new patch or never add new material to an old material. Well, Lord, I've done it a good many times. But well, what it means by that, the old will wear out, leaves the new, so man, there was. I got it just the same, but yeah. Come on.
Jenny, what happened to your boxes now? Are they still on the front porch?
Some of them are, but the things, as Rosalie says, the junk has been packed in. I ripped an eye rag till they got a quick packed in bigger boxes. Bigger boxes.
Oh.
And Betty Ann got us four big pasteboard boxes up, Mr. Bartels.
Yeah.
And we were going to bring them home. But when you get thinking about it, that little thing is there, big back there. Time to get all your groceries in there.
Oh, yeah.
And there ain't no room for nobody to
That's right.
sit down. Betty Ann's about the only one that can sit down in there. And if you bump a little bit, top of her head. Margaret and Layman, well, all of their groceries. And two of the boxes. I think that it just let me manage it. I think I could have got all four of them boxes fixed where they could been brought home.
Yeah.
But Betty Ann, she's got temper.
Oh, she has.
Oh, buddy, she's got temper. Margaret says, I don't know where it's Brandon Key. Dixon, Hill, Chitty, or Cooper. I says, well, when you get thinking about it, it's a little bit of all of them. That's why you're such a strong temper. See, Frankie's grandmother, she was Cooper.
Yeah.
And his father was Chitty. Mm-hmm. Well, my mother was a Hill. Mm-hmm. And my father was a Dixon. Well,
yeah.
Raymond's mother was a Brammer. His father a Key. So Mark gets them all wound up there, wound up. I says, well, I think knowing the thunderation you can get from this. But she's got one too when you get it right.
Margaret here?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good thing. Guy promised not to keep her too late.
Well, I'm just waiting for somebody to
move. Okay.
Well, let's go then.
Okay. Right, Daddy.
Get ahead, babe. Let's go by. Okay. I haven't taken a ride in so long, I'm sort of looking forward to this.
Let me take this. Take something. I'll take the tingling.
Oh, where did you get these cute little things?
Isn't that cute? I don't know. Somebody gave that to us.
Let's see if I can get
long time ago. A little cream and sugar. But it's in a cute little picture.
Yes.
It's such a pretty
and
little
And then
shape.
I have these.
Channel 2 over. Around 200, 300. And the end of the visit with Miss Chitty, there's Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. Channel 2 over, around 200 or 300. And the end of the visit with Miss Chitty this Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71. channel 1, channel 2 over. And the end of the visit with Mitch City is Friday at supper, the 15th of October, 71.